In this episode of Kids Podcast, I am honored to share wisdom with you about leading kids in your church and in your home. Dealing with kids is hard work, and I'm praying that we add some tools to your tool belt today. So let's dive into today's topic. Helping kids talk to God. Let's do it on this episode of Kids Podcast. We're talking about prayer. What is it? How do we help children talk to God? So let's do this. Let's dig in. Let's dive in. All right. So the very, 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 very basics of what is prayer. And this is what I teach kids even now. Prayer is basically two things, two very simple things. Prayer is one, talking to God. It's that. It's plain and simple. You're talking to God. But it's also, secondly, prayer is preparing for the proper answer. Ooh. We adults, we fully understand that prayer is about talking to God. Sometimes even we adults forget that when you talk to someone, there's a second part of that conversation, the one talking and the one listening. So, why can it not be the exact same for kids? Right? Remember, these are young humans, small people that are growing up to one day be big people. And so, for helping them learn how to talk to Jesus, for whatever reason, whatever, it's keep it simple. It's one, talking to God, and two, preparing for the proper answer. Because there's the reality, right? I was a teenager once. A lot of my prayers were unrealistic expectations of me getting a Ferrari for my first new car. Or getting that girl I really liked to say yes to me when I asked her on a date. But remember, yes, we're talking to God. Yes, God cares about my prayers. Yes, God cares about that Ferrari. And yes, God cares that I'm interested in what's her face. But the wisdom is, I'm prepared for whatever he says. All right, so let's dig in a little deeper. What would God say if I asked him a question? And this is what we teach kids, even my kids at home. When I talk to God and I ask him a question, usually a question of me wanting something. The answer could be, yep, you got it, bro. Or it could be, no, that's not in the plan, my guy. Or three, I like this, but we're not ready. Let's wait. Right? Yes, no, and wait. So those are the three basic answers to all of our questions. Yes, no, and wait. And if we are prepared for whatever God says, we won't be disappointed. Or at least we won't act childish and be like rolling around on the ground in the middle of Walmart. Why do you not love me no more? Give me what I want. No, we are prepared for the reality of what we are asking. Now, sometimes we're asking questions that are clearly, clearly already answered for us. The Bible wants us to represent him. The Bible tells us to represent him. And when we ask to do things that do not represent him, God's going to say no, because I already told you the answer to that. It's in the Bible. Yep. So, we've talked about it. There it is. What is prayer? And some of the basic responses you might get for prayer. Now, there are different topics by which you can bring to God, right? You can bring your request to God, right? I have a request. And God wants to hear your request. He loves it when you ask him questions. Right? God wants to hear your frustrations. Yep. He can handle them no matter how bad they are, no matter how sad you are, no matter how mad you are. He wants to hear about it. God wants to have a conversation about plain old nothing. Yep, this is my day. This is what's going on. And yes. And God, he also is interested in all the admirations that you could possibly say. Like when you admire your lovely wife or husband, like what would you say? You say nice things like, I love you, or you're pretty, or you're my favorite, or yeah, well done. God likes those kinds of things too. Right? Now, we can go really in depth with what all that is. This is not a theology class or a Bible class, so I'm not interested in the mission of that. This one is helping kids talk to God. And we as adults, we fully understand that when we talk to other adults, that we can ask questions, we can complain and talk about our issues, we can just have conversations, or we can admonish other people. Those are very, very simple things that we can do when talking also to God. Because remember, if a little human can do it, a big human can do it. And if a big human can do it, why not a little human? Now, yeah, I know. I understand. Like, their brains are not fully developed. There's going to be a little bit of that. They're working their way there. But I do not believe in dumbing down your spiritual growth. I do believe in digesting down, but not dumbing down. So let me give you a very, very simple template on what you can give to your child or children in order to help them pray, right? We've talked about what is prayer, we've talked about different answers to prayer, and we've talked about different very, very basic ways of praying. Now, let me give you a template on prayer so that when your kid says, let's pray, or when you're ready to start praying with them, you can use this exact same template so that you can get her done. All right? We're going to use the acronym. The acronym is PRAY. P-R-A-Y. P is for praise. So when you go into your prayer time with God, when you go to talk to him and prepare for the proper answer, you're going to praise him, say thank you to him, sing a song to him, recognize something that he has done that is good. Praise, praise, praise. Then repent. R is repent. We say sorry. We apologize. We recognize something dumb that we have done, bad that we have done, sinful that we have done, and we say, God, I recognize and I'm sorry. Sometimes I even do the body language and I make the fist and I put it on my chest and make a circle. If I recall correctly, that's the sign language for I'm sorry. Then we go into A. A is for ask. Ask a question. Ask a question about knowledge. Ask a question about yes or no or wait. You ask a question about something you need, something you want. Ask any kind of question. Maybe ask a question on behalf of someone else. It doesn't really matter what kind of question you have. As long as you're encouraging the young one to ask, ask, ask. And then fourthly is the why, as in yield. Now, yield is the exact same word that we use in traffic, where I yield to you, or I wait on you, or I'm letting you go first because you have the right of way. You tell me what's about to happen next. You go first. And so with prayer, sometimes what I would say here is, God, you tell me what is next. You talk to me, and then I will respond. Right? There you go. P-R-A-Y. And I spend about 1 minute per letter in my personal prayer time. Now, can a kid do 1 minute of that? That's stretching it. They can get 20 seconds in. 30 seconds in is pretty easy. But man, if your kid can work towards a minute, that's golden. If you can go longer than a minute, that's even better. As an adult, we just really strive to explore all the many ways that you can praise. I mean, honestly, that should be the easiest one. Just put on a song for 5 minutes and there you go. There's 5 minutes of prayer. There's lots of things going on in life. And when he starts talking about repenting, do kids understand what sin is? And this is an excellent opportunity for us leaders and parents to talk with our kids about their day and say, hey, is there anything maybe today you want to talk about with God about repentance? Did you do anything stupid today? Did you do anything sinful today? And they might not share with you because they don't trust you. Uh-oh, that's a different topic. But if they do trust you, well, let's talk about it. Well, you hit somebody today. Do we want to talk to God about that? Oh, you stole something today? That's the first time I've heard of something. It may not have been a big steal, but still, by definition, stealing. Do we want to talk to God about that? And we can go on and on. Prayer is also an opportunity to learn about things. Then we go and ask. Like, sometimes the question doesn't need to be about me. Sometimes the question is, my parents are having a divorce. God, can you help? Ooh. So the question could be, my grandpa is really sick and he might not make it. God, can you heal him? These are big questions. We don't need to ask small questions because we have small people. These will one day become big people. And to help them get there, we've got to help them digest these big questions that even they can ask, that even God cares about. I promise you, I've seen it. God cares about the prayers of young people. And if you get a young person to pray, if God for some reason does this thing where he's like, oh, that little kid has a faith of a mustard seed, I'm going to answer that prayer just to show you guys what's up. I have watched God answer prayers of kids just to show those kids that he was real. Then meanwhile, I'm over here trying to bang my head against the wall, trying to get basic things to happen. And I know that he's real because I believed him for a long time now. And I'm like, Lord, come on. You're testing me again? What's going on? I need you on this. Anyways, so there we go. Prayer. Prayer is preparing for the proper answer. Prayer is talking to God. There's different ways that he responds. Let's prepare for that. And then we have the P-R-A-Y, prayer. So you know what to do. If you've got questions, if you want me to highlight more on this topic, because we can actually talk quite a bit about prayer. This is the very basics, because it's for the kids. And for those of you at home who's exploring on how to get your kid to talk to God, to pray more. Yep, there it is. Boom. Hit me up if you got questions. We'll make it happen. Until next time, everybody say, bye, Pastor Juan.
Thank you for letting me speak into your life. At the end of the day, our goal is to raise little people to one day become big people. You can learn more and support what we do at rongaleministries.com. Thank you for listening, and smash that like button, turn the bell blue, or whatever it is that the kids are doing these days.